Hi, everybody. I'm a recovering addict. My name is Shafiqua. I'm clean and alive by God's grace and mercy, and for that, I am truly, truly grateful. My clean date is February 12, 1992. My home group is Sanity on Sunday. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. Sanity on Sunday. Sanity on Sunday meets on Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m. at 385 Tremont Avenue. We meet there every Sunday to help each other stay clean, and we work from cover to cover of the basic text. The speaker is allowed to choose any chapter out of the Narcotics Anonymous 6th edition basic text. I'm excited. I'm nervous. Yeah, I'm nervous. I am. And you know, me and my friend, and I'm honored to share with my brother William S. I always say, like, let me just take this hat off.
Get my phone while you're taking the hat off.
You know, I always say that, you know, for me, like, I don't care how often you do this for this girl. I don't ever, ever want to get too comfortable and think I got it licked. Right, because if I get to a place where I think I got it licked, I'm in trouble. You know, it's a good day to be clean. You know, disclaimer, I'm not afraid of y'all. I'm not afraid of y'all, and it's important for me to say that. The topic is, my story is my greatest gift.
That's right.
Right? And the reason that I'm telling you that I'm not afraid of y'all is because who you're looking at is not the person that came here 24 years ago. When I got here, I was afraid of everything. And I often share that I slept with my mother until I was 11 years old. I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid of growing up. I was afraid of going to school. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I didn't have a clue. And when I got here, I'm real clear that the reason I acted the way I acted when I got here is because I was afraid. Strange things happen on the road to recovery. Let's be clear, I'm not afraid anymore. My story is my greatest gift because that's all I have. You know, when I got here, I often share I didn't have a clue I needed to buy a valve. Right? And I'm just telling you my story. I didn't know what I was signing up for. I was just here. And I didn't want to be here because I didn't think I was like y'all. And if I'm not careful, 24 years later, my dis-ease will make me feel like I'm not like y'all and I don't need to be here. But I thank God for sponsorship. And I was just talking to one of my spiritual sisters in the back. I made a decision about a year ago to change sponsors. And the reason that I did that was because something was dying on the inside. I don't know about you guys, but I remember hearing when I was new that the longer you stay here, the more work is required and the harder it gets. Now I believe in the step process, and I began to believe early on, but some things happened along the journey. I told you guys that I didn't want to be here when I got here, and when I got here I thought I was different. But what happened for me with 2.5 years clean was my bottom fell out. I lost my very best friend, who was my mother. At that point, it was about making the decision to stay or go. But one of the things that I know is that if I made a decision to stay, some things had to change. And members were saying everything about you needed to change. So I bought into that slowly. I told you guys that I was afraid of everything, right? You know, I used to make this disclaimer. I used to say, when I got clean, I had a short list. And it was true. And on the short list, I had two things. I wanted Section 8 and a boo. True story. And I felt like if my boo had Section 8, we were really winning. Strange things happen on the road to recovery because my world is so much bigger than that. Through the step process, what I found out was, all my defects come from fear, anger, and resentment, right? Through the step process and the keep coming back process, more has been revealed. And what I found out was, my fear was so self-centered, I was so self-absorbed, right? And it really wasn't about the fact that, yeah, I was afraid, but it was a little deeper than that. Because my current step work tells me that I'm not as afraid as I used to be. Because look at me, I'm living, right? And I'm taking care of myself. I'm fully self-supporting. I always thought that I needed somebody to pay half. You know. And I often share about how I always wanted a hookup. Any kind of hookup, it didn't matter. Just give me the hookup. Can I get 2 for $5? Can I get 3 for $10? Can I get the hookup? I'm telling y'all, my story is truly my greatest gift because what God has done for me in the last couple of years has been miraculous. I always stayed in relationships past the expiration date. And I thought I stayed because I was loyal. No. I didn't stay because I was loyal. I stayed because of my self-centered fear and my self-obsession, right? I'm just saying. I'm telling you my story, my greatest gift. My more will be revealed. This is what's happened to me over 24 years. Like, I don't know about nobody else. And like Dick, it ain't no big eyes and little U's, but I'm here to tell you that I've been recovering. I have not been hanging out loitering with the intent to recover. Right? Some things have been going on. And I ain't talking about new shoes, you know, new dresses, new glasses. All that stuff is cute. She likes it. But the thing that I really needed and the thing that I really wanted came from the inside, and that's what's going on. My good friend, I called my friend Reggie, I love you to death. I love you. I love you for loving me for who I am. I love you for not allowing me to kill myself clean. Because it happens. At this stage in the game, and I've heard members talk about it in this book, look, not that it's not about drugs, because it always is, but I got a choice. I don't have to use today. But this disease is so cunning and baffling. What it'll do to me is it'll have me isolated in my apartment, not answering my phone. I'm talking about me, my story being my greatest gift, the truth. Because fronting ain't easy. I'm just saying. I love you for loving me enough to tell me the truth. See, I don't need people in my life that love me and say, listen, I love you, but they see you walking into a brick road. into a dead end street and tell my girl I love me some. You know you don't. That's not love, right? Friends tell each other the truth. Love me enough to tell me the truth. You ain't gotta like it. Like I always say, I respect the truth. I'd rather you tell me the truth, hurt me with the truth, than a glorified lie. Right? So God has been doing some things with me, right? I made a decision to move on to sponsorship because I needed to be fueled. I needed life blown into me. And the reason that I needed that, again, no hierarchy here. No big eyes and little U's. One shot, we all shot. Right? The relationship just wasn't working anymore. And I'm going to tell you how I've grown. Because I'm not the same shallow little girl that I was when I got here. Everything was based on what you look like, what you drove, what you had on. Because I catch the feet first. If your shoes not up to par, we can't talk. My story being my greatest gift. Listen. The Father Sam said, listen, I'm asking God to come into my life and touch me where I need him the most. Right? What happens is, the longer my experience, the longer I stay clean, the more I want to get better. I started praying on that thing about sponsorship. Because I sponsor about 9 women and I'm honored. I started praying on that thing, and I was in Panama City last year, and I missed a woman. I never saw her. This is how I know God was in it, right? I heard her. And then I went to Atlanta, and I said to my friend, do you know this woman such and such? She said, yeah, she's my friend. I said, do you have her phone number? Because actually, you were really sponsoring me that short time I was parked in neutral. She gave me the woman's number, and I called her a couple of times, and she didn't answer. So now my ego was flared. I'm in Atlanta, and my friend calls me, and she said, listen, Shaq, come downstairs. I have such and such downstairs. I said, I'm not coming down there. I called her 2 times. She didn't call me back. Don't she know who I am? You know, I'm good Sharon Susie. Step working Nancy. I'm all of those, right? I'm the addict that you could call in the middle of the night. Matter of fact, I don't even have to like you. But I'm going to help you because I don't want to see nobody used. Now, I know I'm unique, right? Because I know y'all like and love everybody. I'm just saying. There's a few people I just don't like. And I don't like them because my energy doesn't work with their energy. And I have a responsibility to take care of my energy. So we're in Atlanta maybe 6 months later, and my good girlfriend called me downstairs and she said, you know, I got so-and-so down here. And I said, I'm not coming because I called her. She called me back. Begrudgingly, I go down. My sponsor does not look like me. I'm just saying. And the reason that I'm saying that is it's important to me, not that she doesn't look like me, but it's important because I'm telling you how shallow I was and where I came from. Everything was based on what you look like. She don't look like me, but she loves on me. When I get off the phone with this woman, I always feel like my spirit has been filled and I feel like I can go another round with this disease, right? I don't feel like I'm by myself. I don't feel like I have to do all the thinking in the dynamic. Because I often say I'm one of the smartest people I know, but I forget I'm the last person I got high with. I want to talk about trauma just for a minute. It has taken well over 10 years for me to realize how traumatized I was when I got here. Fourth and fifth step stuff. Something about when you see a thing on paper, you can't deny it. I can't. I can't deny a thing when I see it on paper. I can no longer act like it don't exist. I can no longer act like it didn't happen. However, there's some things that I can do. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I touched real briefly about losing my mother, right? I couldn't see it then, but 21 years later, come July 21st, it'll be 21 years later that she passed. It was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. And the reason that I say that is because I was forced to grow up. I was forced to be an adult. I was forced to take another look at me, right? Because as a result of the step process, I can't blame nobody no more. It ain't about my dad was in jail. I met my father when I was 16. I'm gay. I think I'm gay. I'm straight. I'm confused. I can't have no babies. This, that. Look, it is what it is. Let's be clear, nothing has happened to me. Everything has happened for me. It has made me a better person. Yes. Back to the relationships. I've had some good people in my life. And one of the things I got to remember is I was always a common denominator in all those dynamics. I was 50% of the relationship. I've left my share of bodies. I haven't always been a nice girl. I haven't always said the right things. I haven't always done the right things. But something started happening to me 3 years ago that I couldn't explain. Today I understand what was happening. We talk about a shift in recovery. Everything about me started to shift and started to change. The way I view things. I'm not talking about the new perspective I got once the drugs wore off and I realized I didn't have to use. I'm talking about I was 47 at that time. And things started to go on and I didn't understand what was going on. But I knew I started to do some things different. What was happening was I was cruising up on 50. And I was having this conversation with somebody earlier, like, I never envisioned a 50-year-old me. Because I really thought I was going to be dead by the time I was 30, the way that I was living my life. Reckless. Knee-jerk decisions. I think it, I do it. Sound like a bright idea? Let's go. Don't nobody move. Don't nobody get hurt. Any way the wind blows, cool with me. When you move, I move. Just like that. I am a mature adult. I am fully self-supporting. Through the help of God. When I look back on my outdated step work, I can see that I never wanted to be who I am. But let me tell you something. 24 years later, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't want to be anybody else but me. Even with my peaks and my valleys, my ups and my downs, my disappointments. God has been so good to me. As a matter of fact, He's been better to me than I've been to myself. One of the greatest gifts and lessons that I had to relearn this year, and I thank you, my good friend Reggie. I called Reggie about 2 weeks ago. I was torn from the floor. I was going through some emotional crisis, I want to call it. I was stuck. And a lot of times, because I'm one of the smartest people that I know, my disease would tell me, run it by myself. And figure it out. But I know that's not the truth. He said something so simple. He said, Shafiqua, you do not have to eat off the floor no more. I gagged. I was clutching my pearls for about 5 minutes because I'm thinking, did he really just say that to me? My step was not counterfeit. Reggie know me. Reggie know I sit in the same seat in my home group every Sunday. Why he talking to me like that? For about 5 minutes, my feelings were hurt. I cried. I said, that's it. I won't be calling him no more. But then I got restored. I said, you know what, Reggie, love you. Don't love me to my grave. You see me doing me. Listen, I always say, if I would have did to me what I did to me in active addiction, I wouldn't be my friend now. Right? I was restored. And I have a new perspective. I always say I'm the girl that love love. I love love. I love everything about love. I love being in relationships. I think I figured it out again, y'all. I made a decision to give myself a break. Not that I'm not going to do my little one and my two. But what I'm not going to do is make major decisions, knee-jerk decisions, decisions based on emotions. Because some days I feel like a nut, and some days I don't. What I am clear on in closing is that the message is an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. I'm an addict. I'm Shafiqua. Thank you.